and I have consistently heard the same thing, and that is that Oregon parents and Oregon families feel strongly about making sure that student performance improves. The Leave No Child Behind Act, in its theory, is indisputably helpful, but in practice simply isn't working for many communities. What we have to do now is make sure that the resources are available for our youngsters to learn in the schools, and we need to make sure that the accountability provisions of the Leave No Child Behind Act do not become bureaucratic rigidity. Again and again, I would hear about really tiny technical kinds of issues that somehow would cause a school to be thrown into an uproar or be branded a failing school. And so as a result of what I've heard in these various sessions, I put together a proposal.
This federal mandate has shined the light on the fact that we do have an achievement gap in Oregon. We have an achievement gap across this country, and it is helping our schools to retarget their focus and their efforts to help children so that all kids can be successful.
The proposal that we will be presenting, the two of us, to the U.S. Department of Education is based on those listening sessions. It is built around the proposition that people in Washington, D.C. need to understand the real effects of the Leave No Child Behind Act on real schools and kids in our state. And if the law isn't working for all of Oregon's students, then the law just isn't working, and it's got to be changed. I'm very hopeful that the proposal that Superintendent Castillo and I are making will be acted on favorably by the Department of Education, and it's my desire, and I know Superintendent Castillo's desire, to work cooperatively with the department on that proposal, because we think many of the key issues that we've been hearing about can be dealt with on an administrative level. If the department does not try to address this with us, then we would have to go the legislative route, but it's my hope that it would not come to that. And in addition to the proposal that Superintendent Castillo and I make this morning, it's also going to be something we work on together to ensure that additional resources to carry out the promise of the act are made available by the Congress. I sit on the Senate Budget Committee, and we will have an opportunity this week to begin efforts in that regard. The bottom line, finally, is that parents want accountability and high standards for their schools. We have heard that consistently around Oregon. But we want it done in a way that works for communities and works for our kids. We believe that we're offering a common sense proposal, a kind of common sense proposal that ensures that when a school in Central Oregon is really coming through, working hard, diligently making progress, they don't end up, as a result of some bureaucratic rigidity, missing out by 1/100th of a percentage point on one standard, and thereby keeping parents and teachers and students from really making the progress that all want to achieve so that our students get the best possible education. As we have gotten around Oregon, the superintendent and I, we didn't hear parents holding rallies saying get rid of accountability. I mean, they want these rigorous standards, and they want to make sure that the most important thing to them, their child's well-being, is addressed responsibly. So there is no fight in Oregon about the need for accountability. They just want to make sure that it's accountability that works in the real world.
It is a real difficult situation for them to be in, to go out to their communities and say, our teachers don't meet this highly qualified definition, when they are all highly qualified teachers.
And Superintendent Castillo, I want to thank you not just for the substantive help that you've given us, because that has been tremendous, but also because of the tone that you set for this debate.